This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We're back here on Sports Talk, celebrating Valentine's Day in studio. Nobody brought any chocolates in, unfortunately. At least Miss Casey did bring us king cake.
I brought some for Charlie, but he didn't reciprocate.
Oh. We're now going to check in with our morning show producer, Tim Zimmer, who's also a NASCAR specialist for us. Tim, how you been doing, man? You still awake from being up early this morning?
You know, they finally let me out the closet today, and I got, you know, I left work, and I've been working all day there, but doing good so far. Been doing two shifts because we tried to get both of y'all on Tommy's show this morning, and just a lot going on with the Saints, a lot going on with everything with the Super Bowl this week. So it's been a busy week, but we finally made it to Friday.
Yeah, I didn't text back fast enough. Shucks. Tim, I never complained about not having to wake up early, but. All right, so we got a question.
I mean, waking up at 4 a.m. is never fun, but, you know, I do it anyway.
See, to me, 4 a.m. is not early. 4 a.m. is yesterday.
Well, look at it this way. I can get off by noon, so, you know, usually I have the rest of the day to do something with my life.
Fair enough. All right, so we have a question on the talk and text line, so we'll get to that first. NASCAR question for Tim. Can William Byron and the 24 team get a win? Your
he
response.
Actually was last year's winner.
I was gonna say the defending champ.
He did get a win. He's one of my picks. Picks to actually win again this week. If you looked at him last night in the dual races, he looked pretty good. The Hendrick Chevrolets, for the most part, they're really strong qualifiers. They're really strong starters. But for some reason in the race, it always comes down to the Penske Fords. It always comes down to the Fords, and the Chevrolets kind of get pushed aside. But I think William Byron is the actual one Chevrolet I like in this race. He seems to know his way around Daytona. He's won the fall race before, and that's why I liked him last year. He won the fall race, and then he comes into the next season in the Daytona 500 race during the winter, and he wins. He wins it. So William Byron, strong competitor. I want to say he's like the third or fourth best odds behind Rob Logano and Ryan Blaney to win the race. So yeah, I mean that's a good pick if you're going to go with a Chevrolet.
Tim, I know Kyle Busch had an awful season a year ago. You're looking to bounce back now in 2025. He finished 20th in the point standings and didn't win a race last year for the first time since 2004. Could we see a rebound season from Busch this year?
Y'all must have my notes because Kyle Busch was one of my other favorites to win this race. Kyle Busch, if you're going to pick a race where he's terrible at, it's going to be the super speedways because Kyle Busch is one of the out of the top five drivers to do not finish in races, he ranks top five behind, second actually behind Brad Keselowski in races that he doesn't finish because most of the time he's always involved in a wreck in this race. Because if you know anything about Daytona, you know anything about Talladega, it's more than likely you're going to wreck before instead of finishing this race. But Kyle Busch during practice, during the dual races last night, he looked really fast. And now that he's with Chevrolet, he's with the Chevrolet team. I think he actually has a pretty good shot. I think him and Byron, like, they're the two Chevrolets that I like this week. Kyle Busch's odds right now are 13-1. William Barnes was 17-1. So the odds makers think Kyle Busch is the best Chevrolet, and I think that's true. I think he's the fastest car. Now, whether that comes down to whether he wins the race or not, well, that comes down to the final five laps, the final 10 laps. And even though he may not even be there because he may wreck out early, because all it takes is for one idiot to get in the side of the wall and take out half the field. So that's the one thing about NASCAR and with Daytona is that whether you're good or not, it really comes down to whether you see the wreck ahead of you. And even if you're the leader, you can still get wrecked from the car behind you.
Yeah, you know, Daytona's funny. I remember watching it with my dad back in the day. And one of the most vivid memories I have, it was Tony Stewart's first race, like way back when with Tony Stewart. And everyone was talking about, like, they want to avoid Tony Stewart because he's reckless. He's gonna crash everybody. And then like 10 laps later, he caused a massive wreck. Anyway, that's my NASCAR memory. Well, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of Daytona and Talladega when it comes to the super speedways is about experience. You see the guys that the older drivers like a Brad Keselowski, like a Joey Logano,
right,
like a Kyle Busch, or Denny Hamlin, for example. Denny Hamlin's won this race, I want to say, three times now. He just sees it. He can see it in front of him. He sees the air. It's funny to say you can see air, but he can see where the cars are going in front of him. He can feel the draft. And he, like Dale Earnhardt, he just had a knack for the super speedway. That's why he was so good at these racetracks. And Dale Earnhardt Jr., he was so good at these racetracks because they could see it. And I think a guy like Denny Hamlin, an experienced driver, those guys, they understand what it takes. They understand where the wrecks are going to happen. You can just feel it when the tension, you know, when all the cars are starting to bundle up or getting so close, you can feel the tension. And that's usually when the wrecks happen. And that's when a guy like Denny Hamlin, he'll pull back. It doesn't matter if you're 30th place, you know, 200 laps in. Or I'm sorry, you know, 100 laps in, because, you know, you can easily get back to the front in the draft here. So being in the back isn't the worst part. It's where you want to be with about five laps to go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right. You know, and so it's 41 cars. It's one of the bigger fields they've had in quite a long time. And one of those cars is Helio Castroneves making his NASCAR debut. You know,
very cool.
one of those guys you might want to avoid because he might be causing a wreck. But what are your thoughts on Helio?
He actually wrecked out yesterday right. in the dual race, so he didn't qualify for the main race.
Oh, he didn't. Okay.
So yeah, he wrecked out yesterday which is ironic because he is an experienced driver here when it comes to this racetrack. So he won't be in there. I know a guy like Jimmy Johnson, who is experienced, he's driving for a smaller team. I don't think he made it either. I don't know the exact results of the cars that had us qualify on top of my head, but I know the two guys that we just mentioned, I think they didn't make the race for the Daytona 500 because they did have a large qualifying field for cars, you know, charter cars that got in and cars that had to qualify to get in. And I only think about four of them made it. But I also know that the race has also moved up on Sunday because right. of weather. So there may not be a full race. You may go into Monday. If depending on that rain that's coming through us on Saturday night, it may be hitting there around 1 o'clock on their time on Sunday. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
So the race is now 12:30 our time, correct?
Correct. It's 12:30 our time, 1:30. It's usually about a 3 or 4 o'clock start
right.
on a Sunday, but now that there's rain coming in, you're going to see an early start, which means it'll rain and they'll restart sometime around 6-7 o'clock, and they'll be racing until 10 p.m. like usual.
Tim, I know Alvin Kamara got involved, you know, a little bit with NASCAR. Can we expect to see him this weekend, or is his driver not involved in this?
I'm not quite sure. I know Alvin Kamara was very involved with NASCAR last year. I'm not sure if he's going to be there or not. I know a guy like Pitbull, for example. He owned Daniel Suarez's team and a few others. He's actually out of NASCAR now. So I think that you saw a financial invest in drivers and teams lately, and Alvin Kamara was one of those guys. But I'm not sure if he's going to be there or not. But he does have a very high interest. He was the Grand Marshal for one of the races, I want to say, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I saw that Pitbull did, pull out, but he is still going to end up performing.
So, assuming it doesn't rain, correct? Because I want to say, a couple years ago, it rained before the race, and Pitbull's concert was actually canceled. So this might be the second time he's performed and his concert may be canceled.
I do want to clean something up. I was right. Helio Castroneves will be racing because there's apparently a new rule that it's called a world-class driver provisional spot.
Okay.
And he was hoping to not have to take that spot. He wanted to make it, but he crashed. So he's going to have to take the provisional spot.
I crash out yesterday, so yeah. I thought him crashing out was basically ended his chances of getting to the race.
It would have, but there's this new rule that allows for international drivers. Right. So he will be out there, so he can crash again, is my point. That's where I was going with that.
He will be a driver I will be avoiding, but there is a couple long shots, I will say. Like a guy like a Justin Haley, he probably isn't going to win the race, but he has a really strong, strong presence and super speedways. So a guy like him, a guy like a Daniel Suarez, his best racetracks are super speedways. The problem with Daniel Suarez is that he's been in Daytona 14 times, and he's wrecked out 11. So there's a high chance he's probably going to wreck out. I do like his chances to finish top 10. And a guy like Carson Hocevar, he's a young driver, second-year guy. His odds are 3-1 to come top 10. I like him a lot. These young drivers, they're probably not going to win, but they'll finish top 10 because a lot of the main dogs, a lot of the guys like a Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, they're likely to crash out eventually. And then you'll see a guy in the back that'll get the top 10 finish.
And Tim, what about a guy like Denny Hamlin? I know widely considered one of the best drivers to never have won a cup, 54 races in his career, has finished in the top 5 in 8 seasons, just has never been able to take home the trophy. What are his odds going into this matchup?
I think Denny Hamlin has the second best odds. He's won the Daytona, 300 and 500 3 times. So I want to say, he's probably going to be, I would say he's the lock. Him and Logano are probably your two favorites to win the race. It's crapshoot, so it's hard to predict. But if there's one driver that's the closest Dale Earnhardt when it comes to this kind of driving, it's Denny Hamlin. He knows exactly where to be. He knows exactly where to go. You'll see him drop back to 38th place in the middle of the race because he knows. And all of a sudden, there's a wreck up front because he can sense it. He knows it's going to be there. I like him to finish, top 5. If he survives the wrecks, he's probably going to be in the top 5. He'll be there at the end. But all it takes, like I said, is one little small hit, and he's out of it.
Football season's over, but we still got plenty going on. Looking forward to seeing the Daytona 500 on Sunday, weather permitting. And Tim, unfortunately, you're not here right now. I'm not sure if you had any breakfast here in the morning, but Miss Casey brought by a king cake we got in the break room right now.
I will be there later this evening, so I'll probably have some probably after 8 p.m.
All right, hopefully someone saves you a slice. Thanks again for the time, Tim, and have a good one.
Y'all have a good night. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim.
Tim Zimmer, WWL morning producer, also our NASCAR expert.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.